to Asterix. So, England is an island, and islands are always very vulnerable. What does vulnerable mean? Weak. They're very easy to, it's easy to attack islands. And the history of the British language is a history of invasion. We have been invaded many times, and these invasions have affected our language. And the first big invasion came from the Romans under Julius Caesar. And he conquered Celtic Britain in 55 BC. So that's an important date, 55 BC. And when he, there's a famous saying, he said, Veni, vidi, vici. Do you know what that means? Veni, vidi, vici? Oh, okay. He said, I came, I saw, I conquered. He came to Britain, he saw it, and he conquered it. So the Romans took over the British Isles. But luckily, the Romans and the Celtic people got along quite well together. So the Celtic people quickly became Romanized, and they learnt the Latin language, and they lived peacefully together for 400 years. So a long period of peaceful time. That's why Asterix's name ends in IX. It's a Latin ending to his name. So lived together 400 years. Although from this time, very little Latin from this period remains in the English language. The Latin that remains in the English language from this time is in place names. So names that end in C-E-S-T-E-R, Cester or Chester, we know that those places were original Roman towns when the Romans came in 55 BC, the towns they set up. So one very famous town near Reading, as I've got this picture here, is called Silchester. And Reading students, archaeology students, go there to dig for Roman remains. And you can visit that town and get a feeling for what life was like in Roman Britain. So little Latin from that time, but we'll later see that Latin does enter the English language in much greater, many words come in. But empires always rise and fall. It's the sort of common truth. So the Roman Empire began to get weak. And the Romans had to go back to Italy to defend their empire. They were losing ground. So they went back and they left the Celts alone. And as we said, it's an island, they're very vulnerable. The Celtic people felt very vulnerable. Suddenly, the Roman soldiers were gone. No one to protect them. So what did they do? So, the Celts were being attacked from the north by the Scots and the Picts. They were moving down and attacking the Celtic people. So the Celtic people turned to some Germanic tribes. They sent an envoy over, so the Angles, the Saxons, the Jutes, and they said, could you come and protect us? We'll pay you. Come and look after us. Was that a good idea? No, it turns out not to be. Well, it depends. For our language, maybe it was. But so the Anglo-Saxons and Jutes started arriving between 449 and 485 AD. And these tribes spoke Germanic languages, so the base of their language is Germanic. But they weren't there to protect the Celtic people. In fact, they began to slaughter them. And so the Celtic people had to run away if they wanted to live. So the people who they turned to for protection were not protectors. And they moved westward. I'll come back to this in a minute, just to show you. They moved into Wales, into the West Country, Cornwall, into Ireland, well, there were already Celts in Ireland, but the ones in Britain moved over to Ireland. Some of them went to Brittany in France. And today, we can still find Celtic languages being spoken in those areas. So if you go to Cornwall, Wales, Brittany, you'll find that those languages are the languages that were the original languages spoken in Britain. So there was this westward movement. But let's go back to the Angles. So, oh, sorry, I've gone forward. I want to go back. So the Celtic people, this is a picture of a typical settlement. The Angles and Saxons, they were very down-to-earth people. They farmed, and This is the alphabet they used for writing down their language. It's called a runic alphabet, R-U-N-I-C. That shows the sounds that were in their language. And so the Celtic language disappears, and the language that's spoken in Britain is of Germanic origin. And many of the words, the basic words in the English language, come from this time. The words to do with the necessities of life. And these are often, the Anglo-Saxon words are very short words. So words like eat, drink, cow, sheep, man, wife, house, sleep. These words all come from the Anglo-Saxons, the Germanic languages that they spoke. I don't know if this will work. I'll try. I just want you to hear what the English sounded like under the Angles and Saxons. See if we can get this.